They want to take your kids away because you feed them too much? Don't start down that slippery slope, boy.
My kids would argue the opposite.
You don't feed me enough.
I'm starving.
You're not raising your kids the way I think you should. I'm taking them away from you.
Well,
yeah.
Could you have them back by dinner time? Because I have to feed them.
Good morning to you. It is coming up on 6:05. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News. And Kim Birchfield has the news today. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Bend police have found a missing 6-year-old girl safe and sound. Jamie Steele had been missing for several hours yesterday in the vicinity of 18th Street near Empire. Several hours later, police found her at a friend's house. Bend Police Sergeant Greg Owen spoke with KBND's Lori Robb about the incident.
And how did you respond when you heard that she was found okay?
Well, I'm always relieved. You know, these sort of calls are always very near and dear to everybody's heart, you know, because little kids, just like you would expect, little kids are vulnerable. So everybody wants to do the right thing and find these little kids quickly. So, you know, you can't help but be relieved when you hear that on the radio.
The girl lives with her mom and brother at an apartment complex on Eastview Drive. A 34-year-old Bend man will spend 6 years in prison for stabbing a fellow transient in 2008, leaving him seriously injured. Zachary Lundy pleaded guilty to second-degree assault and was sentenced Wednesday. He attacked Lawrence Guthrie from behind just off of Highway 20, puncturing his carotid artery. Besides the prison time, Lundy will also have to pay $10,000 to the State Crime Victims Compensation Fund. And Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies arrested one man early Tuesday morning for robbing the Redmond Greenhouse. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with the owner about that robbery.
Officers say they caught the man in the act of taking merchandise from the Redmond Greenhouse. Owner Doug Stott says over the last 30 years, he's been hit 20 to 30 times.
But we are on the main highway, and that makes us vulnerable. And again, it's hard to secure a garden center, so I don't like to say it, but it sometimes becomes a part of life. But I'm still saddened and violated and depressed anytime somebody does this because, you know, it's tough. But this is a small family business.
Stott estimates about $1,000 worth of merchandise was taken. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A centennial celebration is set for Saturday in the tiny city of Metolius in Jefferson County. City Councilor Bill Reynolds says they invite everyone to come up and enjoy the party and learn more about how Metolius came about.
Well, I think it's important to recognize, you know, our past history. You know, when you look back in the past, whether it be your family or your country or your city or whatever, there's a lot of deep roots that come from there that actually that's where we're at today is because of those roots. So it's important that we, you know, recognize those important dates and try to instill on not just our generation, but generations to come.
And Reynolds says they'll begin with a walk, run, and a parade through town. Also, family activities in the park, along with a special documentary shown at the train depot in the afternoon. Deschutes County Fair is right around the corner. It runs August 3rd through the 5th this year. Marketing Director Ross Rogers says the Deschutes County Fair is a real boon for Central Oregon's economy.
We are the largest county fair in the state, which I mentioned, and the influx of millions upon millions of dollars that it has on our surrounding area. A lot of people don't know that, but you know,
what is that impact?
About $7 million. And so that's a lot of money in 5 days to roll into Central Oregon.
Ross was a guest on our Your Town segment on KBND. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts will be at the fair Saturday, August 5th. The concert is free with admission to the fair. For prices and scheduling, just visit the fair's website, and that will be listed with this story on KBND.com. The state of Oregon comes down hard on an out-of-state payday loan operation. 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports on that.
Oregon law limits payday lenders to a 36% APR, but the rates charged by Global Payday Loan LLC were a bit higher.
The rates that this company were charging were between 350% and even up to 2,700%.
Lee Samorowski of the Department of Consumer Affairs says the company was debiting customer accounts for loans that were not made. They were hit with a $90,000 fine. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up in your local news in just about 25 minutes, the list of victims just keeps on growing. And Bend Police say this is a record case of credit card fraud. We'll have details on that. And President Obama put the country on notice that he can't guarantee Social Security. We'll have details on that story as well.